Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Barbara Moynihan's on the line. Barbara, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Damien.
Your mother is in a nursing home. And what message did you get? Is this in the last couple of hours or was it this morning?
No, it's probably about a half an hour ago. They phoned and they said that they're closing the nursing home.
To visitors?
To visitors, yeah. But the words were closing the nursing home. So, of course, I had a panic attack thinking they were closing it altogether.
Yeah.
But they're closing it to visitors. So, and now, maybe I misheard the news that one was playing in the background, but I thought they said that there was a directive that it was allowed one family member per visitor. One family member per resident, I should say.
Yeah.
So I said that to them, and they said they're part of a group, and they had an instruction from headquarters. For the moment, no visitors at all until further notice.
So you got no warning in terms of we're going to be closing it tomorrow if you need to go in and visit your mother, your father, or bring them in clothes or whatever.
No.
You can't go.
No, but I'm actually going to go anyway. Now, in fairness, and look, I understand they're being cautious and a fair play to them. You know, I think they're probably right in a way.
Yeah.
But I actually, when they phoned me, I called them back then a couple of minutes later and said, look, am I allowed to take her out? To which she said, hold on, and she went off and she checked and she came back and she said, no, at the moment, no, that was all.
And you can see why nursing homes, of all places, would be more cautious because we are told, we're learning all the time, we are being told by the experts that the most vulnerable tend to be, you know, older people and those with underlying conditions. So there is a logic to it, is there not, as more cases continue to develop?
There is. And I mean, to be honest with you, Mum has COPD, which is one of the conditions that has been mentioned. She's dementia, she's Alzheimer's, she's heart failure, so she's a lot of physical issues.
Mm.
I suppose where I'm really upset is that Mum, it's a long day. She would be, while she's physically poor and there's some other issues as well, she does look forward to visitors. You know, they break up the day. Like, my plan this afternoon is to go in and play Scrabble with her. So she, you know, in some ways, mentally, she's very good. She'll always know it. I haven't phoned her yet to say that I can't come in, but what I do plan is to call over there. I have some biscuits and sweets and cigarettes there. I say she does most love. Anyway, let's not even talk about that. But
let her enjoy her cigarette if it keeps her happy.
Exactly. It's one of her few real pleasures.
How distressing will it be for your mother and indeed for other elderly, you know, residents in nursing homes around the country if they're told that they're going to have no visitors? How important are visits for the likes of your mother, for example?
Well,
she has Alzheimer's.
It's hugely important. I mean, I know there are people who might be in nursing homes and might know their family and might be bedridden and that.
Mm.
Like, Mum will look forward, like, you'll phone Mum and say, be over at 2:30, you know, you'll arrive in and she's delighted to see you. But I do plan to do is go over, drop off the things and ask them if they can wheel her out. So the particular nursing home she's in, they have a garden out the front.
Mm.
And I'm wondering if they can, like, obviously it's gated off. Could I even just communicate with her across it?
But do you think, Barbara, that in the current climate, when you're being asked politely not to go, that, you know, that might be the irresponsible thing to actually do? Like, if everybody took that attitude, what would be the point?
Well, I've no intention of trying to get past the front door as such. But I would think that if we were outside, if there was a distance between us, I would think maybe I'm being very naive. Maybe it'd be okay. Maybe, I don't know. I suppose I feel for her not being able to see somebody when she'd have a visitor virtually every day. She'd have a couple of phone calls a day. It's a big part of her day.
But do you think it's an overreaction or is it an appropriate measure in a nursing home at this point in time? What's your own feeling on it? If you stand back and take the emotion out of it that your mother's there protecting us all from and trying to contain the virus and the spread of the virus, and we're up to 13 now and we have one that's been transmitted communally. If you stand back from it all, do you think it's a little bit of an overreaction or do you think it's an appropriate measure at this point?
If I take the emotion out of it and logically say you've got, you know, 70, 80 people who are vulnerable, why would you expose them to people who've been outside? Absolutely. So when I remove the emotion, yeah, it does make sense. But then you've got people who are working there. You know, everybody who's working there is coming in and out. I don't know how many's on the staff, but there'd be quite a number. Now, I just want to say, Damien, like, we are very happy with the nursing home in general.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
They're very kind. They're very, you know, I suppose, yeah, removing the emotion logically, it would make sense. It's just, how can you remove the emotion when you're talking about a parent?
Now, is this a loan decision by the nursing home, or are they following a directive from the HSE?
I didn't ask them, but they are part of a group. I think there's maybe three or four nursing homes in the group, and
that's their policy. Is it until further notice, or how long
until
do you expect?
Further notice.
God knows how long that'll be.
Well, that's my whole point. That is my whole point. It could be months.
Yeah.
See, there's no. They keep in touch over the next few days, and they'd see. You know, even if it was a thing that anybody going in to visit had to follow specific procedures in terms of hygiene, the masks, etc.
Yeah, I'm just looking here. The CEO of Nursing Homes Ireland is urging families of residents to be vigilant about visiting restrictions. Speaking, as you said there, speaking on the news one, I didn't hear him now myself. I was probably getting ready for it. Tadhg Daly said, allowances will be made for visitors of residents who are at end of life stage of receiving palliative care. So, however, he said that the policy of one visitor per resident will be implemented in most cases.
Is that in most cases with end of life care, or
no?
Or in general?
Well, it says, however, he said that the policy of one visitor per resident will be implemented in most cases. I'm not sure whether that refers to the people that are visiting end of life stage, or those receiving palliative care, or whether it's just everybody. But this is something you'll discover yourself. You see, that nobody has the answer. This is such a moving story. You know, who would have thought at the beginning of the week that we'd have 13 cases by Thursday evening, you know?
God knows,
it seems to me now that, you know, it's at the end of each day that we're getting this news. It's always before the 9 o'clock news that we get an update and breaking news that there's more cases. So as we speak, there are probably more cases developing, and God knows what sort of a weekend we're going to have. So it's hard to know what to do in terms of cancelling events as well. And the St. Patrick's Day parade is still going ahead, as far as we know. People now saying, and there's Cheltenham next week, there's Premier League football matches over in England, but there's also matches and gatherings here, and we just don't know what to do. See, there is this economic argument as well, and striking a balance between shutting down the country and putting people out of work, or trying to keep the virus out. Can we actually keep those two plates spinning at the same time? It's a tough one, isn't it?
Yeah, I know in my own work I've had clients cancelling because they, like, for example, one client now would have some of their users coming in. It's an IT organisation that come in monthly, 50 of them for these user groups, all cancelled for the foreseeable future.
Yeah. And what line of business are you in? Do you want to say, are you in the...
I train people on public speaking on yourfeet.ie. Thank you for allowing me to plug there, Damien. I wasn't expecting that.
So
we train people on public speaking, presentation skills in companies.
So you're even in that line of business... You at this point are seeing an impact.
Yeah, and I know some people who speak at conferences, events. I mean, I was talking to one colleague in the UK yesterday, and she works for a global organisation, and a particular one. She does a few, she's a kind of portfolio career, and 25% of her business this year gone. They said we're cancelling everything international from the end of the year. So that's 25% of her income just gone like that. And who knows what else is going to go?
Yeah, it's pretty scary. You know, we have to be calm, of course. We have to be logical. We have to get on with our lives and not panic people and listen to the experts. But
we do. But I think at the end of the day, if in an ideal world, if everybody behaved responsibly, washed their hands, you know, was just cautious, not go out if they felt they had any of the symptoms, if everybody, because rely on everybody in the country to behave responsibly, you wouldn't have the issue. But then again, you can't, and people can make mistakes and slip ups.
Yeah.
You know?
And just getting back to the nursing home, and a lot of people that have loved ones in a nursing home, you know, they'll say about every moment and every day being precious, you know, because you never know what tomorrow or the next day will bring, particularly with elderly or sick residents like that, you know?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's true. I mean, there is one other option that I might look into, and I will have to. So one of my brothers moved to live in Spain recently, and he communicates with mum via Duo. It's like, you know, it's like Skype or Zoom or any one of them. So usually when I go in with her, I line it up on the iPad and she can talk to him and see him, which is brilliant.
Yeah.
But she can't manage that by herself.
Sure.
So
maybe that's where nursing home staff, who have a lot to do anyway, but that could be another part of their duty in the coming days, to try and give communication to help older people who may not be technologically.
Yeah.
I want to bring Brian McMahon. Brian, you're good afternoon to you. You're a nursing home owner, am I right?
Good afternoon, Dee. I mean, yes, I am indeed.
Right.
And I'm glad this has come to the fore. I was just listening to the measures that the nursing home had taken. And we, on Monday morning, we realised that the thing was a sort of building and a way to manage and meet. And at that stage, we decided to, anybody that had been outside the country, we were not allowing them, if they were in the affected areas, we wouldn't say Italy or that, we wouldn't allow them back in for 14 days. If they were somewhere local, we wouldn't allow them back into the nursing home for 5 days. Now, that's from this morning. It's 14 days for anybody travelling.
Okay, now, is a Carhill nursing home?
That's right.
Where are you? You're Wicklow?
In Bray. Carhill,
in Bray, Wicklow,
yeah.
Okay. And what about general visitors? Are you restricting
there's no
visits?
Restrictions.
Okay.
We have, as you walk through into our reception area with a big sign up, stop. Have you been abroad recently? Report to reception. When they go to reception, we have hand gels there all over the place. We get everybody to do their hands. But from that point of view, we're allowing people in at this moment in time. But it's no different than the HSE. It's changing from day to day, depending on the circumstances and what's happening.
But what responsibility do you feel now in this instance? Because your clients, the patients or the residents, I should say, that you have fall into the category, we're told, which are more vulnerable,
absolutely,
obviously, than children. So do you feel a duty of care?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's scary because, like, funny enough, we were also working in conjunction with our GP, and even this morning, I met her this morning, and she was saying, no, it needs to be 14 days for everybody. And like, it's like, as she said, if that virus gets into our nursing home, it could wipe it out. You know what I mean? Like, because we all know that the elderly are the most vulnerable.
Well, what's your advice there to Barbara? Barbara, you're listening there.
I am. Yeah.
You might want to ask Brian some questions.
Can I just give you two examples, if we can just backtrack to Monday when I had that meeting? Once we had the meeting and decided, a visitor came in, was signing in, wiping her hands. I said, well, you've been abroad lately. She said, yes, I was in Malta. She said, I'll come back from Malta on Saturday. And I said, I'm sorry. She said, absolutely no problem whatsoever. So that was fine. And this is how close it gets. The next person within 5 minutes arrived in. Somebody is visiting the home. My mother's with me for quite a while. And I said, you haven't been abroad? And she said, no. But she said, my nephew has. That's why my brother hasn't been in. He was in Italy skiing, so they are not coming in now. Then later on that day, I had an email from somebody to inform me that her brother was flying from Canada that night. Is there any way we could make provisions? So I got back on the phone and I phoned her up and I said, look it, yes, if he's flying from Canada, obviously we will come up with something, we make a provision to see. She says, have you not got me other email? And I says, no. Well, she said, when I told him, he cancelled his flight because he said he could go into the home, visit his mother, everything would be fine, but if the virus got in, he may be blamed for it. So he cancelled his flight. So 99 people sort of appreciate what we're trying to do, you know?
Mm.
And it's a scary time for us all. It's a scary time for people in nursing homes.
Barbara?
No, I'm listening all right. And I like the idea that you're giving people, you know, that you're being cautious of people coming in and asking them to really be responsible and helping them with the gels and that. And you're talking about the duty of care, which is fair enough. And then and then part of me, my logical side is saying, yeah, you're definitely right. And then my emotional side is saying, well, part of the duty of care is to try and ensure that they're in the best mental state as somebody who's in a nursing home and having visitors help that. But I suppose, look, when you look at the two sides, what's more important?
Yeah,
keeping people safe.
But Brian, how distressing, you know, can it be for some residents when they don't have a visitation? Do you know what I mean? How important is it for some patients that they do see family members fairly often?
Yeah. Well, ob- obviously, people, residents that are compass mentis, fine, like the phone is there. They also understand the situation. When I went in on Monday morning into one of my sitting rooms to announce what we had done, they applauded. The residents actually applauded.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, what we've got to realise is that they also feel vulnerable.
Yeah, you made an interesting point there. You know, we suppose we touched on it earlier this week when there was a concern about a student who had come back from a holiday going to school, and the fear of stigmatising people, and you know the way in the Valley of the Squinting Windows, people pointing fingers at somebody who has done nothing wrong except
absolutely
just returned from a holiday and went on that holiday before there was, you know, any sort of warning at all. So it must be pretty stressful for staff as well, and the fear that, you know, they might come in contact with somebody and then bring it into a nursing home of all places. How are
That's
your staff?
Right.
What advice are you giving them, and how vigilant do they have to be?
I can only speak for myself, and like I said, we have been talking. What we have done is, from Monday, we have talked to our staff. We have had 5-minute meetings twice a day speaking about it. And even this morning, things changed. Because when we talk about it and said, right, okay, we have our reception area, we have our visitors, we have the visitor side of it covered. And then we thought, what about the staff? We now, as a staff entrance, with a massive sign, stop, we have gel there, because some people are rushing to work. They might come in through the door, go and change, and they might not think of washing their hands till maybe they're dealing with the first resident. So we are now stopping them at the door with the gel there. We have it under a camera to make sure everybody's cleaning their hands of that properly on point of entry. It's like even deliveries. We have stopped all delivery drivers from entering the building. They come to the delivery entrance, they can go no further. So all we can do is put measures in place. And as I said, God forbid if it does happen, I can hold my hands up and say, well,
you did your best. Yeah.
Can I ask Brian a question there?
Yes, Barbara.
Brian.
Yes.
In terms of what I was suggesting of going to visit mum and then bringing her out into the garden, bearing in mind, so a lot of the guidelines will say, you know, if you've been with somebody for longer than 15 minutes and within 2 metres, you know, it's a danger.
Yes.
If I was to visit and to stay for less than 10 minutes and, you know, have a little bit of a distance, would you think that's something that you would approve of in your own nursing home?
Yes, well, the fact that you weren't abroad, you know, but like, as I said, nobody has really given us any guidelines. So it's up to each individual home at this moment in time, and everybody's trying to do what they feel is best. If you were to come to my home and your mama was compass mentis and one thing or another, I probably wouldn't have a problem with that. And I'd probably recommend it's like handshake and kissing and all that type of thing. You know, so yes, at this moment in time, we haven't clamped down on that. And even today I was thinking, God, I wonder will it come to the fact that we have to say stop, no visiting, and I don't want to get there. But I must say the public in general and the visitors have been absolutely embraced this. And I said, there's two people from Canada cancelled flights because, you know, and that's, you know, that gives us great encouragement, you know, because the last thing we need to be doing is to be argumentative with people and trying to explain why we're doing it. We're doing it because you love your relative. We also love them. We're looking after them, and we have a duty of care to them to protect them.
But you've said something there, going back to people being responsible, because rely on everybody being responsible.
That's
the bottom line.
Okay, I just want to bring Deirdre in. Stay there, Brian and Barbara, 51551. Deirdre, you've just been turned away from the nursing home where your mother is, am I right?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay, so what happened?
Basically, I go to see her every day, at least once a day, and I just was calling in, and the director of nursing met me at the door, very, very kind lady, and just said, they were just putting up the notices, and I was just reading them. And she said, as you can see, we're closed for visitors. And I was saying, oh, so I can't come in even now. And she said, no, I'm sorry, in the last hour we had to make the decision. So we discussed all reasons for it and everything. Although I'm very upset, I can't see my mum like I see her every day. I'm grateful to them.
Yeah.
Because they're doing it for her, you know. So, and they're a brilliant nursing home. And I know that they're doing it just to keep her safe. And you know, although the last, like the one of your other callers there, they did for the last week or so have signs up asking everybody who's been away out of the country or on flight in the last 14 days not to come in. But I think that behind it all, they felt that people could tell them what they want. They weren't convinced that people were admitting if they were away.
But did you get a fright, Deirdre, that you thought that it was actually had arrived in the nursing home?
Yeah, well, I've just texted some of my family And one of the questions they've come back with is, do you think they have a suspected case? Now, I don't think they have.
Yeah.
I don't think they have, because at Christmas they closed for 2 weeks.
Yeah, and I'll just say this, just in case inadvertently, and you don't mean it, if that is the, you know, if the, we don't want to start rumours, so don't identify.
No, exactly. No,
there wouldn't be at all.
No, it's precaution. And,
yeah,
pure
but it's
precaution.
The natural, it's purely precautionary. Yeah.
Purely precautionary,
and there's no.
That's what they told me, yeah.
Now, but it's upsetting for you. Sorry. Yeah, no, come back in, Brian. Yeah.
Just to give you a perfect example, like of everything we just had, there was only one person throughout the whole week that had that sort of was insisting on coming in, and they phoned me looking for an explanation as to why, because they had been abroad, and I was explaining, which is it. I phoned Hickwa this morning, and Hickwa said, well, we are sort of going by the HSE, and then I phoned the HSE, and they were saying, well, we have our guidelines, and I just let them know, and I said, the only thing I will say to you here is if the virus going into my nursing home, the first two people on my doorstep the next morning would be the HSE, and Hickwa asked me, what measures had you in place to prevent this?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Deirdre, it's upsetting for you that you can't see your mother, but what about mother?
But I'm still grave. Now, my mum's going to be upset, but when they closed at Christmas for 2 weeks because of the regular flu, we spoke to her every day, a few times a day on the phone, and she accepted it a lot better than we thought she would. She coped a lot better than we expected.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping she'll do the same.
She might be listening to you now.
Well, she won't. No, she's in the. She's probably watching television. But no, she's not.
What would she be doing?
She listened to Lifeline before she went into the nursing home. She's.
All right. Oh, you saved yourself there, dear.
Sorry. Can I also just say as well? You know, as a sort of, I know, but like, you know, nursing homes there have activities coordinators. There's something going on all the time to keep them occupied in that. And I know that people think, like, I've often seen situations, even come to Christmas, you'd have a resident saying to you, oh, this one wants me to go out for Christmas, and I don't want to go, I want to stay, you know, but they're not going to tell. But trust me, 90% of them are quite happy
right.
and understand as well.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's good. And Deirdre, you know, I'm glad you accept it's you know, I thought you were going to come on and say, oh, when I had an argument with the that. No,
the
so
opposite.
fair play to
the
you.
Opposite, no.
You see what they're trying to do, which
they're
is good.
Doing what they're doing.
Absolutely.
Care about my mom.
Yeah, just
and,
I want to bring just before the break, can I bring Debbie in there? Debbie, you're in Limerick. Good afternoon, Debbie.
Hi, Brian. I'm actually in East Clare, and I've just left the nursing home where my partner's mother is resident. And as I was leaving, the nursing director was putting up the notice as I left, and she said to me, you know, this is the last time now you can visit for a while. So we just proceeded to read the notice, and the notice said basically that only one visitor to a patient, which is very, very urgent and seemed to be end of life or palliative care,
yes.
So that really there was no visiting of any relatives that were, you know, up and about and,
okay.
you know, eating, drinking and unable for visitors. So, we did get a bit of a shock, all right. But I'll be honest with you, we're totally 100% behind the nurses, behind the nursing home association, because it's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
Because if coronavirus gets into, you know, an elderly care setting, you're looking at serious, serious consequences.
Absolutely.
And it's our loved ones that are at risk.
One or two, yeah, unfortunately.
Sorry, Brian, you're saying there, what?
Unfortunately, if a virus got in, you're not looking at one or two residents. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it would just spread like a fire. You know, that's
the
big fear we have.
And I didn't like to say that because it's so upsetting.
Yeah, no, please God, you know, the prevention, obviously, measures that are being put in place will actually work. Listen, I'm going to leave it there for the moment, but thank you all for kind. Thank you, Brian, and thanks to all of our callers, to Barbara, to Debbie and Deirdre. So it seems, Barbara, that this is, you know, has been rolled out right across the country in all the nursing homes. It's probably the best thing to do. And maybe if you are going to visit a loved one on your usual Friday evening visit or whatever, it might be no harm just to ring ahead and check what the rules are, because they are differing a little bit from nursing home to nursing home. But thank you all indeed.